New York City's police and fire unions want a raise. Indeed, they've been demanding one, even showing up to protest public appearances by Mayor Michael Bloomberg. This dispute comes at an interesting time for the city. It's just before the Republican convention. Day to Day's Mike Pesca went to a protest in Queens last night and found out what happens when the police protest and are themselves policed.
As far as stakeouts go, this one didn't work out so well. About two dozen policemen assembled a quarter of a mile away from the object of their ire, kept there by a gate and security guards. Police union trustee Drew Bailey wasn't surprised.
Even if it's not a gated community, they're pushing us further and further away.
Bailey says during a candlelight protest outside Mayor Bloomberg's townhouse on the Upper West Side, police were subject to the tactics of something close to a police state.
They closed off the street and wouldn't let us down the street, which is, you know, never heard of. No protesters are blocked to go down streets. I don't know why we're being treated different, but we are. And I think what it is they just don't want us getting close to the mayor. So they're going to try to keep us further and further away and put us in pens.
Exactly what protesters in New York have been complaining about for a while. But the difference, the cops say, is that their protests are much more orderly and there's no risk that anyone will be physically harmed. The reason that union members were at the mayor's home and were standing along a Grand Central Parkway service road last night is that they and the fire unions have made a commitment to dog the mayor at every one of his public events, to make the case that the 3% raise he offered over 3 years is inadequate, and that the extra 2% he promised shouldn't be called productivity increases, but give backs. The details of their contract are well known and as well covered as Derek Jeter's renegotiation with the Yankees a few years ago. It's the protesting that draws media coverage, but one resident who made it into the mayor's community board meeting, Mike, said he thought the police shouldn't resort to such tactics.
It'll hurt them a little bit because they sort of look a little foolish, some of them jumping up and down and making all kinds of, you know, remarks and whatnot.
But there seemed to be widespread sentiment inside the high-rise that police deserve a raise. Outside, the protesters kept watching for signs that the mayor would emerge, and as Mike DiFilippo, an officer in the Brooklyn South precinct, noted, other policemen were watching them.
They've done things where normally with other demonstrations they haven't done, you know, moving people out of the way, telling people they have to stay in certain spots, and you know, and they're coming down pretty much enforcing it because they used the bit of intimidation on us by having Taru and other units filming us as it's going on.
TARU, the Technical Assistance Response Unit, would normally be at a demonstration, Drew Bailey said, but then he gestured to a sedan across the street and pointed out a unit which doesn't show up at any other kind of protest.
It's internal affairs across the street. See, they're videotaping us right now.
Brian DeBall of the 70th Precinct in Brooklyn says the internal affairs presence is expected, but still intimidating to some.
If you've been around a couple of contracts, you're used to the game that's played. That's what it is here. If you're a younger cop, you're like, oh, I don't want to get in trouble. Internal affairs, just the hearing of that shakes their boots.
The cops and the cops who taped the cops wound up not confronting the mayor. He employed what law enforcement terms evasive measures, or what the layman might call using a different exit.
Backdoor mayor. The backdoor mayor.
One policeman called out, "It's good to see a billionaire using the servant's entrance once in a while." The contract will be going to arbitration, a panel has ruled, but next week the police union says it may picket the Republican National Convention. They could take some comfort in knowing that at least their colleagues in the TARU unit stand to earn some overtime. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pascoe.